It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Michael Cassino's memoir, Harriet and Mr. Nobody, is the story of one Pennsylvanian's life over a century. Here's Olivia Toms with her review.
As a 28-year-old, I can remember a time before the internet, email, and Facebook. I remember MS-DOS, floppy disks, and car phones. I got my first cell phone as a senior in high school and didn't have a digital camera until I was married. In some respects, I've already seen a lot of change in my life. But the change I've seen is nothing compared to the dramatic cultural, technological, and political changes that happened over the course of Michael Cassino's century-long life. Harriet and Mr. Nobody is an autobiography that chronicles the lives of Cassino and his wife Harriet from 1908 to 2008. Their life is very normal. Cassino works as a newspaper reporter. They build a house together, go on visits and vacations, and handle familial cares and struggles. But their ordinary lives are set against a backdrop of mind-blowing change. As publisher Thomas Berner notes in the foreword, Cassino saw America soar from horse and buggy isolationism to world superpower and space exploration. One of my favorite parts is right at the beginning when Cassino and his mother and sister get off of the boat in New York and board a train for the long journey to Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. You get a sense of the fear and desperation experienced by immigrants. They endure the hours on the train without anything to eat and without a bathroom to use. They're unable to speak the language and uncertain about their destination. In Pennsylvania, they reunite with Cassino's father, who works 12-hour shifts in the coal mines. The hard work Cassino, his siblings, and parents do to survive is astounding. In fact, during the First World War, when Cassino's father's work days are reduced to a mere 10 hours a day, he spends his spare time cultivating an award-winning victory garden because he wants to do his part to support his new country's war effort. Cassino's personality comes through in his no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is writing style. He has strong opinions about how and why America is what it is today instead of the America he knew as a young boy and man. I'll be honest, Cassino occasionally comes across as gruff and upset about how things have changed compared to the good old days. But it's hard to deny a man who has lived through a century the right to give his frank opinions, especially in his own autobiography. And even his diatribes can be seen as historically valuable. They shed light on one man's reaction to the political and cultural changes in his lifetime. The title of this memoir, Harriet and Mr. Nobody, reflects Cassino's sentiment that he led a normal, unremarkable life. Certainly, his life was free of murder and mayhem or other extraordinarily dramatic experiences that might characterize other biographies. But his memoir is hardly unremarkable, unfolding as it does in the midst of two world wars, the atomic bomb, the civil rights movement, and the dawn of computers and the internet. This book may not be for people looking for an edge-of-your-seat thriller, but I'd recommend it to those who are interested in learning about one American's experiences over a century of massive change.
That book is Harriet and Mr. Nobody by Michael Cassino, published by Coalcracker Press in 2011. Our reviewer, Olivia Toms, lives in State College and loves to read books about unfamiliar cultures and times. Michael Cassino died 30 days after his 100th birthday. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.